The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, January 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Imagine retiring with no 401k and just your monthly Social Security check. That's how many retired Americans are managing to get by.
A lot of these people were not paid a huge amount before they retired. They were already living on pretty tight budgets, and they just have found ways to live on less money.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson about how they do it after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
The average Social Security check is about $1,900. Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson joins me to discuss how some retirees are getting by on their monthly check and little else. So, Ann, how has Social Security as a percentage of someone's finances changed over the years?
Social Security dates back to the Depression era. And in 1940, when the program was relatively new, Social Security actually replaced only about 20% of a median worker income. But over the years, Congress has enhanced benefits. The high water mark was about a replacement rate for the typical worker of about half of their pre-retirement income. And that occurred in the 1980s. And today it stands at just slightly below 40%.
You and reporter Veronica Dagger spoke with several retirees whose only source of income is their monthly Social Security check. How did that change the way they managed money and created a budget?
A lot of these people were not paid a huge amount before they retired. They were already living on pretty tight budgets, and they just have found ways to live on less money. There are a lot of programs that lower-income seniors can qualify for in terms of rental assistance, food-related assistance, and some people are quite good at identifying those programs. There also are programs out there that can help people, older adults in need, identify such sources of help. For example, you can get help with your utility bills. One tool that I'd recommend is called Elder Care Locator, and that can be helpful in terms of if a person is in need, they can go onto that tool, and I believe they put in their zip code, and they can be hooked up with people who can help them in terms of their local area.
How have retirees with disabilities gotten by who rely on limited income?
Well, I spoke to a woman. Her name is Kathy Rote, and she lives in Tucson, Arizona. And she has been a lifelong advocate for people with disabilities. She herself contracted polio when she was an infant. Today, she's 73. And she continues to be an advocate for people with disabilities. She's had disabilities her whole life and has worked for organizations, for example, a nonprofit in California that really champions rights for people with disabilities. But she said as she's gotten older, a lot of her friends, just by virtue of age, have encountered disabilities themselves, whether it has to do with eyesight, hearing, or mobility. And so her point was that a lot of seniors are embarrassed by disability, but she says people really should try to seek accommodations. Kathy herself has worked through an organization in Tucson that has been very helpful to her in reimbursing her for some costs of help within her home, things like maintaining her wheelchair and cleaning her home. And she's been able to get reimbursement for some of those costs that she's spent. She's also qualified for discounts on her property taxes and on her utility bills, including her cell phone.
And so she won't take a hit on her Social Security benefits because of these services.
She's able to stretch her Social Security check, which is just over $1,000 a month. She's able to stretch that more by virtue of getting these discounts on various fixed costs of living.
This is such a big change for people when they enter retirement and the amount of income they have falls away and they're left with a Social Security check, maybe something else. But for people who are still working, approaching retirement age, what steps can they take to put themselves in a good position to get by if Social Security winds up being their only income source?
So I spoke to another woman. Her name is Barbara Talisman, and she was also very inspiring. She is somebody who loves to travel. And throughout her career, she really prioritized travel and adventure, and so did her ex-husband. And they spent a lot of their discretionary income on travel. She didn't really focus on saving until 5 to 10 years before she retired, she started to put away money, and she was able to put away a significant amount. She's got over $150,000 now in a retirement account. And so Barbara was able to put away quite a bit of money towards the end of her career and really make a difference and build up not a huge nest egg, but a decent nest egg.
And it wasn't that long before she retired. And it seems like the lesson is it's never too late to start to save.
I took that lesson from her completely.
Many people in the U.S. begin collecting Social Security in their 60s, but what is the benefit of waiting beyond then to begin collecting?
You can really only wait until age 70. So the earliest you can claim is age 62, and it doesn't really make any sense to wait beyond age 70, because what happens is for every month that you delay between age 62 and age 70, Social Security increases your monthly benefit amount. So after age 70, they no longer increase it. So, you know, in effect, it doesn't make sense to wait longer than age 70. However, the difference between age 62 and age 70 is large. For people who can afford to wait to start claiming, it can really pay to wait, and then you can maximize your benefit. And couples have a lot of opportunities there because the lower earning spouse can start claiming relatively early. The higher earning spouse can wait. And so that way you maximize your collective income, and then the surviving spouse inherits the larger check. So the person who waits longer maximizes that check. The survivor receives the larger maximized check.
That's WSJ reporter Ann Turgeson. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back Sunday with WSJ's Julia Carpenter and Beray Lamb for the second episode of our series about their new personal finance book, The New Rules of Money. Up next, the best ways to approach paying down your debt. This episode was produced by Zoe Culkin. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. We had additional support this week from Ariana Osperu. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. Thanks for listening.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.